Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Does anybody hear me? Ooh. Is anybody listening to what's going on? Before we move on, does anybody hear me? Is anybody listening?
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have discovered their life purpose and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about relationships. I have two guests in the production studios today representing the Women's Center. The Women's Center is a nonprofit organization, and their mission is to empower and support positive choices for all. I'm already getting the whole goosebump thing. To educate and take action in the community for the prevention of oppression and violence. My first guest is Marisol Soto. Marisol, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
And it is a bit of a heavy subject, so we're keeping it upbeat, and I hope you'll keep listening because it's a subject that needs to be talked about. I want to mention our 24-hour hotline at the Women's Center is 508-999-6636 if you need any kind of assistance, and we'll give you later on in the show where your reach is, but you are located in New Bedford.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so how long has the Women's Center been around, and what is their overall mission and your overall mission?
Well, the Women's Center has been in business for over 40 years. Overall mission is to actually empower females or, you know, anybody that has been in a situation of, you know, or has experienced domestic violence.
It really is an awareness thing. We got to keep the conversation going, and the support needs to be out there. And I love what you said when I came to visit you. You said your goal. What is your goal?
Okay, so I'm going to actually quote the executive director, which is Pamela McLeod. She tells us all the time that actually our goal and our main mission is actually to go out of business.
That's right. That's right.
Just go out of business.
Which, unfortunately, I don't think will ever happen. But if we could scale it down and get that a smaller portion of people, mm-hmm. The statistics are ridiculously crazy out there that I've been reading. Now, do people really generally realize that you are you call it a wraparound service, that you provide almost, not soup to nuts, but you provide so many different resources for women that have experienced any kind of domestic violence or sexual abuse?
Oh, yes. Well, the number one resource that we actually provide is actually counseling, mm-hmm. which is part of the healing process. But when someone actually comes into our center, we're just not providing counseling. We're actually listening to their needs at that particular moment, mm-hmm. because sometimes there's individuals that right now, because of the situation that they have been with their intimate partner, probably the abuser probably had the house or the apartment under their name, and now they're homeless due to domestic violence. So that's what we listen to. So, okay, so if your main concern at this particular moment is housing, let us help you. So
that's
this
right.
is where we actually provide resources, you know, and referrals to other agencies that may actually help out with first and last month's rent, or there's actually other agency. If you have no furniture, that's where we're actually going to be referring them. Sometimes they could have an apartment, but guess what? The person that was actually doing the abusing was the one that was making all the money. And now at this time, they're actually forced to get DTA assistance, which is the SNAP program, which is, you know, food stamps. At that particular moment, we actually have a like a street sheet, which mm-hmm. is actually, we would actually refer them to actually agencies that would actually provide food. So one less thing that they could actually have to worry about.
So you're providing a lot of answers.
Yes,
it really is. It's support, it's resources, but it's answers. Now, who are generally who is a victim that is of domestic violence? Who are the victims?
Domestic violence does not discriminate. So most individuals were actually when you actually ask them, you know, what is domestic violence and who's the target for domestic violence? Our answer is everyone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter, you know, if you have money, if you don't have money, if you're rich or you're not rich, if you're black, white, green, yellow. It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm.
And you do support the, I want to say this right, GLBTQIA.
Oh, yes.
Which is the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, questioning, intersexed, and ally. Now, I know what everything is, all the way up to questioning. So basically questioning somebody that's questioning mm-hmm. their sexuality. What is intersexed and ally? Ally is your the allies, people that are in your life. Yeah, you don't know what intersexed is. You're blanking.
Yeah,
you're nervous. It's okay. We'll look it up. We'll ask our best friend Google on that.
But the whole thing about it is, to go back to your question regarding who gets affected by domestic violence, everyone. We service mm-hmm. men. We service women. We also service the GLBT community. Mm-hmm. So anyone could actually be a victim.
Yeah, because people have asked you that before. You had a gal say, well, you know, do you support lesbians? Because she was unsure.
Yeah, she called the office up and she was actually explaining to me the situation that actually happened. Actually, she was a sexual assault survivor. And at the end of our conversation, when I was actually just ready to actually make an appointment to see her, she just changed her tone and she quickly say, oh, wait a minute.
Like, uh-oh.
Yeah, before we actually make this appointment, do you actually serve lesbians? And I just laughed because I was like, of course,
yes.
You know, we service anybody that has a heartbeat.
Now, and you're also servicing women with children.
Yes.
So are you have safe houses? How does it work?
Well, this is the whole thing. Once the individual actually, depending, they could actually call the office if we're open from 8:30 to 4:30. But most likely they will probably call the hotline, which is the number that you actually gave earlier, mm-hmm. which we're open 365 days. We're never closed. So if the person is coming in, we're from New Bedford, and the person is actually calling from New Bedford, depending on the time, I mean, we could actually safe home them for the night and get them ready to actually get them ready to actually call other shelters to actually move out of the area because obviously safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay, so you can support women, children.
Yes,
you're providing resources, you're providing education, you're providing workshops and group sessions, mm-hmm. and you can help them out transition into a different living
situation.
Situation. Okay, we've got to go to a break real quick. But how many shelters do you have? Do you have three?
Three
shelters, and one of them is specifically if they also have a substance abuse problem.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to shout out that 24 hotline one more time, 508-999-6636. They are out of New Bedford, but they can point you in the right direction because they have answers. And I also want to mention the National Sexual Violence Resource Center is nsvrc.org. My guests are from the Women's Center, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T, DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I hope you stay listening to the whole show. This is a very important subject. Love that song. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. And, you know, I almost chose a Tori Amos song, Silent, all these years. Yes. Oh, my God. I've been listening to that song nonstop ever. But, you can only choose three or four songs. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And I do want to put to rest the intersexed, we were talking over the break, is when you're born with both genders and you have no preference. Mm-hmm. So we are respectful to every sexual human being on the planet. Yes. At the Women's Center. Mm-hmm. Now, please, let's go in before we even go further into the languages. Tell me exactly what is domestic violence, because some people, you said, are misunderstanding mm-hmm. what it really is.
Well, domestic violence is actually a person trying to control, and use their power and control over another individual by all means necessary.
To humiliate,
By all means necessary. A lot of people, when they first hear domestic violence, they automatically think physical abuse because it's visual.
So there is mental abuse
and emotional yes,
and mental. They can be separate and they can be together.
Yes. So you have the emotional abuse, you have the verbal abuse, you have the financial abuse, you have the sexual abuse. I mean, there's five different types of abuse, but I believe that it's very important to let people know that if you're in a very emotional, abusive relationship, that is domestic violence. Obviously your scars are inside, so it's not really visual, to other people that you are encountering, interacting in a daily basis. But it's the same level. I ask people all the time, what's the difference? What's worse, physical abuse or emotional abuse? It's the same.
Yeah, there isn't one that's worse. Mm-hmm. And this is not about somebody that's had a bad day. That is, coming home and arguing or grumpy or anything like that. It's a pattern.
Yes.
Okay, so if there is a pattern happening in your life or somebody that you know, the Women's Center can point you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Again, the 24-hour hotline is 508-999-6636. And I want to talk about languages because there are women that have language barriers and limited English. I hate saying broken because mm-hmm. it's not broken.
No, it's just limited.
It's just limited. So, and they're hesitant to get the support that they need. So tell me about how you bridge that gap.
Well, the Women's Center, we're fortunate enough that we actually are a mirror of the community that we serve, which means, you know, in the population that we serve, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking individuals. Mm-hmm. There's also Portuguese. There's individuals that speak Creole.
Creole, okay.
Which is Cape Verdean.
Okay.
We also have the Mayan population, which we have a lot of Mexican people from El Salvador, Guatemala, and so on and so forth, which they speak not only Spanish, some of them do, but some of them speak Quiché.
Okay.
You know, which is their native tongue. And we're very fortunate enough that we do have staff that actually could serve these individuals in their home.
And communicate.
Yes, and communicate effectively in their own language.
Tell me the story you told me when I came to visit the center. You told me a story. You said, imagine yourself born in America.
Okay.
And then you go, continue.
Yes. So I always ask, you know, people, you know, I say this, so I have to help my people. I have to help my people. And most Americans don't understand that when, you know, when you say that. And I used to example. So imagine if you are an American, which we call gringo, right?
I did not know that, but okay.
Yeah. You know,
well, I'm sure I knew that from way back when.
If you actually go and you're in another country and you are just trapped in that country.
Yes.
And you came to this country just to have a better life.
But not just trapped. You're there. You're in Mexico. You're loving the food.
Oh, yes, of
course. Meeting new people.
Of course,
you're having a great time.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, you run into an American.
Yes, you want an American that has a baseball hat that says Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you're going to feel like, oh my God, you just
hit the lottery. Yes, exactly.
And most likely you're going to be talking about, you know, Fenway Park, the hot dogs, the how it feels to actually watch baseball. You're going to have an instant bond.
Yes.
Instant.
I love
and
that.
And this is something that we in the Women's Center try our hardest to create with our clients and our population, that we could actually say, you know what, not only that we're serving you and we want you to have a better life and be safe with you and your children, but guess what, we're going to do it in your own language.
In your own language to really support you and understand each other. And now, can you help people gain or achieve U.S. citizenship?
Yeah. And
or you just point them in the right direction?
Yeah, exactly. We don't have our own immigration. We wish. Session.
But definitely.
But we do have someone that actually deal with that population regarding immigration, and she's really good in actually guiding them in the right direction.
Okay. Now, what are the specialty groups that you're providing that are free to the public? We only have about a minute before we have to go to break.
Okay, so we have the art therapy group. We have the parenting group. We have the healthy relationship. We have self-esteem. And all these groups are actually done in two languages, which is at the current time, Spanish and English.
Okay. All right. And then real quick, you serve Acushnet, Dartmouth, Fall River, Fairhaven, Freetown, Marion, Mattapoisett, New Bedford, Rochester, Somerset, Swansea, Wareham, and Westport.
Correct.
And then if you're not in any of those towns, you, again, can provide solutions, point them in the right direction, and give some answers.
Correct.
Okay. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guests are two ladies from the Women's Center. You can go to thewomenscentersc.com. It is a nonprofit organization, but please do not use a computer if your computer is being monitored. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Or your phone, if your phone's being monitored. And again, the 24-hour hotline is 508-999-6636. You're listening to WATD right here.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution.
Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Would you love to have a true sanctuary in your home that features all the comforts and decor that reflect who you are at your core? Deborah O'Brien is an authority on self-image, interior design, and meditation. Putting you at ease is Deborah's mission as she helps guide you through an insightful process. Deborah O'Brien teaches you the necessary skills so you can find clarity in how to display your wardrobe, hair, and makeup in a way which suits the person you truly are. Start loving the real you today. Visit Unveil. yourself.com.
Back, you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I have two lovely ladies in the studio today, which we are recording. Hi. So you'll be able to see this on video at some point. Now I want to ask you, what do you want to emphasize about being a good citizen, doing due diligence, you know, being a good bystander?
I think we have to get past this belief that it's a family problem, that it's not our business, if something's going on, that they should be the ones taking care of it. Because I always say, how would you feel if later, you know, you heard the situation going on and then you see a news story that something happened, you know, to one of the people in this family and you didn't do something about it.
Exactly.
So I think it's important that we kind of step up and we call the police and not see it as we need to mind our own business.
Okay. And I totally apologize. I'm not used to changing out the guards. My second guest is Adelaida Pratt, and Addie for short.
Yes.
So it's a new voice. Mm-hmm. The listeners are like, who is that? So it is important. It is important that, and there's so many statistics. It's like 85 to 95% of victims are female.
Yes.
And 3 to 4 women each day are murdered in the U.S. by a male partner.
Yeah.
So, and there is even more statistics than that. Yeah. So it's a subject that you got to talk about, you know, and you have to keep the conversation going. And we're going to talk about that right now, as well as preventative. So what type of educating are you doing within the community to promote that domestic violence can be preventative?
So Marisol and I do a lot of work with schools, actually, and different programs like the YWCA. So we go out and we work with a healthy relationships type of curriculum that actually goes over self-esteem, just awareness, because a lot of the time these kids really want to talk about this, but don't have anyone to talk about it with. So we've reached out to a lot of different programs and we do workshops.
Yeah, and not everybody's so welcoming to have you do the workshops either.
Yes.
Because they think, oh, it's not happening in their school or it's not happening on their bus. But it's important to keep reaching out.
Extremely important. You know, I think a lot of the problem is, you know, putting on the blinders and wanting to think that this isn't happening to your child or it's not happening in your community, but it is. And, you know, I do this work and I have an 11-year-old child myself who's already experienced sexual harassment in the fifth grade. You know, that shouldn't be happening, but it is. So until we're comfortable talking about it and naming it, these stats are only going to get higher and it's going to continue.
Yeah. And I love that the workshops, you focus on vocabulary. Because it's the vocabulary that some people are not used to hearing, positive words.
Yes.
That you can have a positive, healthy sexual relationship with your partner. It doesn't have to be the way you see it now.
Exactly.
So, okay. And now, what can students and young adults look for to prevent the dating violence? Because that is something that is sort of happening. I don't even know the statistics on that right now.
A lot of the times what we see is that, you know, kids mistake jealousy for caring because it usually starts out with, where are you going? What are you doing? I want to know just because I want to make sure that you're safe. I care about you. And then little by little, what they don't realize is that this person starts cutting them off from family, from friends, you know, and that person becomes their world. So it's kind of easy as a teen to get wrapped up in that. And I think sometimes they get into that mentality of it's me and this person against the world. And sometimes that could be tough for parents to break through. So we've seen that happen a lot with jealousy. It starts with that piece.
Yes. And you just mentioned, you know, cutting you down. And it just brought to mind something I read on your website that suicide, cutting, and promiscuous behavior are some of the signs that a person is being abused or in abusive relationship.
And sometimes even withdrawing, you know, where this person isn't talking to anybody, you know, kind of keeping to themselves. It can be really scary because those things can be going on and you have no idea that they're happening. So I think the important tool we have is talking. We need to talk to our children, no matter how uncomfortable it is, about these topics, because these kids are just chomping at the bit to talk about this when we get into these classes. It is amazing the disclosures that we get and how open and honest these kids are, but they're afraid that their parents are going to judge them.
And really from the toughest students.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, the toughest kids that sit down where you think they're the toughest and the strongest, those are the ones really opening up sometimes.
And they're completely paying attention. They're completely involved in the conversation. It doesn't matter what art pieces we bring out, like, they are so involved. It's absolutely amazing.
And you really, you know, it's talking about it, but it's also following your gut instinct, because there are situations where a teenager is just being a teenager.
Yes.
You really need to be aware of your gut and that instinctual, something's not right here, or this is just a typical teen.
And sometimes when the kids do have that tendency to act up in class, a lot of the times it's because what we're talking about is really hitting them.
Yes.
So it's their way of trying to avoid talking about it. But a lot of the times, Marisol and I do such a good job that they will disclose and they'll pull us aside and talk about reasons why, you know, they were acting that way, or, you know, why they're feeling what they're feeling.
Yeah. And I do that with my kids too. I mention to them, if somebody's acting out, it's because they're in a lot of pain.
Exactly.
They're in a lot of pain. So have some compassion and understanding and give them some space, you know, because they're just kids, you know, in the elementary level I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But now, what is Artemis. I don't even know how to say it.
Artemis is the name we have for two of our shelters that are based in New Bedford. One is, like you mentioned, for the single women who have substance abuse and mental health issues. So some of them are transitioning from the prison. And then Artemis 1 is actually a family shelter that we have.
Okay. All right. A family shelter. And you can house up to how many families there?
5 in Artemis 1.
Okay. All right. And then how do you support females that are incarcerated and help them re-enter the community? Is it through the shelter?
Nope. We actually have a woman who goes out to the Dartmouth jail, and she does different groups with them, the same groups that we have in the Women's Center. She actually does in the jail with these women, and she takes them on for one-on-one counseling, because a lot of these women have been sexually abused or have had tons of domestic violence growing up. So this is what's
multiple
caused them
issues, multiple cases,
to make the decisions that they've made. So sometimes some of these women, when they are leaving the jail, they can be transitioned into Artemis too, to help them, you know, then later transition into a regular apartment.
Okay. And now, you know, when I came to visit the Women's Center, you shared a story. We're not mentioning any names, mm-hmm. but you shared a story about what's happening to some kids that are finding themselves defending their own mothers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a lot of disclosures where, you know, we did have one female talk about her mom being shot twice and, you know, by the abuser, and her mother going back and not understanding this. And we've had instances where, you know, we had a boy disclose that he almost killed the abuser. So a lot of the times these kids are killing the abuser and then they're going to jail for doing this. And that's not, you know, what you're getting out there in the media. You're just seeing that there was a murder, but not seeing the reasons why this teen did what they did.
Yeah, we're not seeing
it. They're defending
everything.
That parent that, you know, they're tired of watching, you know, this parent get hurt and abused, and, you know, they're stepping up to do something, and this is what happens. Mm-hmm. A lot of them do end up incarcerated or getting hurt in the situation.
And the circle, it just continues and goes round and round and round.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to mention again the Women's Center SC.com. It is a nonprofit organization, almost 40 years. Is that right? Almost 40
yes.
years?
40 years. We actually did celebrate 40 years.
40 years. And the 24-hour hotline is 508-999-6636. And I want to share another statistic real quick before we go to break. Domestic violence accounts for 30% of all homicide victims. Mm-hmm. Men can be victims of domestic violence or abuse.
Absolutely. We're doing more and more work with different men's groups for this reason, because just working with women would only be solving half of the problem.
They didn't start out.
No.
You're not born an abuser.
No. They were children at one point, and, you know, they watched a parent, you know, abuse, and this is what they know.
First.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to go to a quick break. I hope you'll stay with us. Please stay with us. It's very important to discuss. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Are you an entrepreneur looking for help with your current bookkeeping, accounting, and tax needs? Meridian Financial Service specializes in working with individuals, small businesses, and startups by offering a full range of accounting and tax services. At Meridian Financial Service, their service levels and fast response times give them an advantage over their competition. Let Meridian Financial Service help you plan your finances. Contact them today at meridianfinancialservice.com.
I'm still walking on my masterpiece, and now I'm on the
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I'm talking with two gals from The Women's Center. You can go to thewomenscentersc.com for more information. Right now, I wanted to know, how are you inspiring hope? Because I love the word hope. Mm-hmm.
I think giving the message that you're not alone in this situation, that, you know, sometimes I think we can feel very isolated and alone and we're the only ones that are going through this. But knowing that there's a place like us out there that you can reach out to and you're going to get all the support and the help that you need. You know, I've done presentations before where four friends who say they were really close, all of a sudden each mm-hmm. starts talking and realizes that they've all been sexually, you know, assaulted or had sexual harassment at one point or another, and how it brought them together and they're crying and hugging and realize like we have this in common. So I think that it's something that's so prevalent and it's happening all the time. And this is a place you can go to get that help with this.
Which leads me to the fact that it is confidential.
Everything
in our center. Tell me about how confidential it is. Anyone that comes in and shares?
Yep, everything is absolutely confidential. Just like anything, we are mandated reporters. We always let a client know the only time we're ever going to say something is if you were saying you're going to harm yourself or harm others, because, you know, we want to make sure that you're safe. But okay. besides that, our confidentiality is very of the highest form. We're not going to talk about your case with anybody unless there's someone who signs a release saying that you can. And everything is free at our center. You don't need insurance. You don't pay for any of our services.
Nonprofit.
Yes.
Nonprofit. You've got people like Rebecca on the in the back of the scenes there mm-hmm. raising money for the organization all year round. Okay, so people can make donations.
Yes.
If they, you know, feel close to their heart about it. Now, tell me about the children trauma.
So we do have a child trauma program there. We do have two licensed therapists, and we have another counselor for the children that come in. Sadly, there are young kids that do need our help. You know, it's just kind of the reality of the world right now. And when these kids come in, you know, you do have these two licensed therapists that are going to work with them. And we also have Jen, who is a counselor there for children, and she's running groups for the kids. So she's doing art therapy, which is amazing because these kids can get their feelings out.
I love the words, the combination of art and therapy together.
It's amazing. You know, she does things like feeling volcanoes. And so they can understand what it's like when you kind of bottle all those things up and when it's going to explode at some point. So she really gets through to these kids and can help them to talk. And she has groups with teens. So she's very good about making sure that the groups she does are for the right age ranges. Mm. So that way, you know, you're not kind of having a 5-year-old in with a 14-year-old, because that's not going to make any sense.
And so it's all age appropriate.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. And then the men's group.
So Marisol and I, I've been doing a lot of work with men. She's been doing it for a long time, and I've recently started working with her. So we've been working with different programs like Stepping Stone, Nurturing Fathers, New Chapters, because again, you know, these men were victims at some point, and men are never allowed to feel anything but anger. You know, men are supposed to be strong and they're not supposed to be emotional creatures, which they're human. So, of course, they are. So, you know, we go in and we have to prove that we're not, sadly, because our name is the Women's Center, men will automatically assume that we're going to kind of be like this men hating thing. But it gives us a chance to kind of talk about why is it that we're the Women's Center and not the Men's Center, and the fact that men have a tough time coming forward. So we don't have as many statistics on them. So again, it's amazing how these guys open up and we'll talk about their experiences and the things that they've been through, because not all men are just, you know, abusive, and not all of them are just, you know, you have people out there who are angry, who do just want to hurt other people, but that's not the case with every single person out there.
It's, you can't generalize.
No.
You really can't. It's not black and white. There are so many gray areas in between.
Sometimes it is a learned behavior. It's what they know, because it's what they've been through as children themselves.
Yeah, so they too need support.
Exactly.
And they're looking for it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about phones and computers.
Yes.
Because we mentioned earlier, if you are in a domestic violence relationship where you've got that progression and it's, you know, happening, and your computers and phones are being monitored.
Yes.
You don't really want to poke around the website on a computer or a phone that your partner is going to be able to see, because you don't want to put yourself in harm's way. So, but what about the phones? There's a phone, SafeLink, SafeLinkWireless.com. you can get a free phone?
Yes, and it's going to be the bare bones where it's not going to be a way to be tracked, like GPS tracking or anything like that. It's just a basic phone to make calls. So that's kind of what you need, because right now there's so many programs out there that spyware and things that they can put into your computer that they can track you. So
and they're going to that extra effort.
Yes. We're seeing
like
it
crazy,
all the time.
Crazy stuff.
Sometimes when they come in, that's the first thing we do is try to shut
the phone off. Down.
Yeah.
Well, because they can't disclose where they're staying. Mm-mm. Because it's private. You know, to protect them and to protect all the other women that are there. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are almost out of time. Is there any last thoughts that you want to share? Do you want me to share the hotline again? Is 508-999-6636. The Women's Center, SC stands for?
South Coast.
South Coast. So it's the Women's Plural Center, SC.com. It is a nonprofit organization. All of the services, referrals, you know, pointing you in the right direction, everything is a free service.
Yes.
We are out of time. I want to thank, what, you have one more thing you want to mention?
I just wanted to say, just in case, if you're not ready to leave the situation, you could always call the hotline number.
Just to talk.
Just to talk. And when you're ready, just to know that somebody's there when you are ready.
Oh, you're giving me goosebumps again.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm really proud to support you. Thank you so much for being here. I want to thank my guests for being here, Addie and Marisol, the Women's Center, the Women's Center, SC.com, 24-hour hotline, 508-999-6636. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.